The report from the Center for American Progress says that in Nevada, almost 97% of new leases were offered in areas of high or extremely high water stress. In Colorado, that number is closer to 34%. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says that the vast majority of new oil and gas wells being drilled in the United States are hydraulically fractured, or fracked. These types of wells have made up the majority of new drilling since 2012 and accounted for 70% of new wells by 2017. A single fracked well uses anywhere from 1.5 to 16 million gallons of water, according to the United States Geological Survey. And as the report from the Center for American Progress shows, there are no standard reporting requirements for energy companies about water usage.
Available data relies on kind of voluntary industry reporting. A lot of it varies in quality, and it doesn't distinguish between, you know, different drilling methods or the source of water that's used.
Jenny Roland Shea authored the report from the Center for American Progress titled "Oil and Gas Development is Creating a Problem for the Arid West." She says the federal government should be gathering consistent data on water usage by energy companies.
There is a new Senate bill that was recently introduced by Senator Tom Udall and the rest of the New Mexico delegation. It has a good start by directing the U.S. Geological Survey to track the water that's used for energy development in the West as part of USGS's Water Availability and Use Science Program.
Jenny also says the BLM should develop guidance to ensure consideration for the effects that oil and gas development has on watersheds.
Which is something I think the average American probably thinks is already happening, but that unfortunately isn't the case.
You can find links to the report by the Center for American Progress, the bill being introduced by Senator Udall, and government statistics cited in this story at kdnk.org. This is KDNK News. I'm Lucas Turner.